report highlighting key developments and good practices within the United Nations to address intimidation of and reprisals against those seeking to cooperate or having cooperated with the organization. The report's recommendations are valuable. It is alarming that the number of victims of intimidation and reprisals has increased. Some cases involving also women and young persons could not even be included in the report due to the victims' severe protection concerns. We regret particularly the efforts to silence women peace builders. Women peace builders need to be supported, not attacked, for their work. Civil society and human rights defenders have a crucial role in reaching sustainable development in our societies and leaving no one behind. We call on states to ensure that their laws, regulations, and policies do not deter or hinder individuals or organizations' cooperation with the United Nations. Ms. Brand-Kerris, what are your recommendations for ensuring accountability for any acts of intimidation and reprisals? Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Ambassador. The floor is for Vietnam.
Mr. President, Vietnam thanks the Assistant Secretary